Right now, we're going to go to Florida and talk with Terry and see if we can help Terry. Terry, welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show.
Thank you very much, and thank you for taking my call. I just have a question regarding some concrete work. My father had added on to the back of our home,
yeah,
and there was an existing patio there, and then he added an extension because he built a den, and the extended concrete that was put in is not level with the original patio. And so what I'm trying to determine is, do I need to have a contractor come out that would actually have to put concrete in, or could I lay a leveling product down? It's probably, I would say, somewhere from a half of an inch to an inch in variance.
Okay. All right. And do you think, Terry, that it has settled, or was it kind of always that way?
I think he had always done it that way, because all the way across, there's a variance in the depth.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. We are partners with a company that I recently visited out at their main training facility just outside of Los Angeles, Custom Building Products. And they have the stuff you need, and it's available at any Home Depot throughout the country. And it's much easier to use this material than you think, from the standpoint of being able to use some of their floor patch compound that's perfectly good for inside or outside. And you can go to CustomBuildingProducts.com and read all about it. They've got videos. They've got some really great information there for contractors as well as do-it-yourselfers. And it works. I mean, you have to follow the directions there, but it's really not that hard. Now, but this is all let me make sure I understood. This is all inside, right?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
And are you wanting to then put a finished floor over what you patch?
Yes, sir. That's, we're trying to build up the concrete so that we will be able to either carpet or lay down some type of wood flooring.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Perfect. Well, that's what you need to do. There's some floor leveling compound that's just amazing that, you know, some of it is self-leveling, that you just mix it up in a 5-gallon bucket and pour it out, and it kind of levels itself out. There's others that you would put down in a half inch, you know, if it's over a half inch, you may put down 3/8 inch of it or so and let it dry, and then put another amount down. And, you know, you just have a steel trowel that you put it in place, and sometimes use a straight edge. I've even used a 4-foot aluminum level before to just transition that from the high to the low. And but just follow the instructions on it. You might be surprised at how easy that is to put that together. Pay attention to the drying time. Sometimes, you know, it takes a couple days of drying before you should put a floor down on it, and a great way to go on it. I think you'll be pretty satisfied once you see some of the videos they have.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Danny, for taking my call, and I appreciate the information.
Hey, my pleasure, Terry. Thanks a lot, and have a great weekend. Joe, I'll tell you, when I was out at the training facility there at Custom Building, they are so far advanced on things. And I'll tell you, I can't tell you over the air, but they are about to release a product that, let me see one of the marketing terms, is going to revolutionize the entire floor leveling contracting.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it is very, very interesting, and it'll be something that they've asked me not to share with the general public for another month or so.
Okay.
But it's going to be something that do-it-yourselfers are going to be very, very interested in. But their floor leveling compounds and all of the testing and history, they took me through a series of labs,
right,
showing the strength test and these other different types of tests that they do. It's amazing the amount of time and work and effort they put in,
yep,
to ensuring the consistency of their products throughout the way. It's really, really, really a cool way to go.
Yeah, people don't think of concrete as an engineered product, but
yeah,
it definitely is. There's not just one concrete. There are dozens of different types. And and the one thing we didn't tell Terry, I wanted to mention that whenever you're putting down one type of concrete on top of another, always check to see if you need a bonding agent,
yeah,
first, because
uh-huh,
often
uh-huh,
you have to put down a very thin, it's almost like water, brush it on, let that dry, and that just helps the new concrete bond to uh-huh, the to the old concrete. But I think Dennis has something to add to this conversation as well. You got something to tell us?
Well, he just is such a fan of custom building products and ceramic and concrete. And since he's been the engineer here for several years, he really thinks he knows a lot about home improvement. So he raises his hand a lot. So go ahead, scholar.
I was scratching my head.
Were you now?
I wasn't raising my hand.
Oh. Yeah.
Like if it's an answer I didn't know, and the nuns would look at me, I just start scratching my
You didn't fool any nuns with that trick, I suspect.
Never fooled a nun.
Well, I tell you what, but a lot of different ways that you can go do-it-yourself things. And also, I mean, there's products out there that people don't even know about. It's like when you're – if you are going to do a ceramic floor, whether you're doing a floor, wall, or whatever, and then you're going to allow it to dry, which, of course, you do, your adhesive, then you come back with the grout – there is a solution that you can spray over the surface of the ceramics, very inexpensive, that will not allow the grout to dry on the ceramic. So you think about it. It also makes it very easy to push that grout with the grout float over the surface of that. It makes it easier to slide, and it will not stick to it, so making the cleaning go a lot easier. So good way to go with that.
Yeah, that'd be great, especially if you're putting up natural stone tile.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because, you know, it has a tendency to say if you have glass tile, probably not going to stick much to it anyway. But yeah, any way you can make that job go easier, that's the way to go.
Well, let's see about Kathy in Sebring, Florida. This is a quick email here about solar panels. Our electric bills keep going up, and now we're wondering if it'd be wise to have solar panels installed on our roof. I keep seeing ads for free solar systems. Sounds a little fishy to me. What do you think? You know, this is down in Sebring, Florida, so certainly a lot of solar panels there, and I think you do have to be pretty cautious about some of the solar-powered companies that are out there. There are refunds that are available and rebates from the government and various state organizations. But you do have to be very careful about what's really included in that project.
Yeah, absolutely. And she's right. You do see, Kathy's right, you see these, you get mailings, or you see it on local newspapers, these free systems. Like, wait a minute, they're going to install a solar system for free.
Right.
And they do. And it is absolutely free. So what's the catch? Well, those are called solar leasing. And the catch is that they get the rebates. So the company will install it free on your house, and you just pay the cost of the electricity it's producing, but you don't get any of the rebates. And it's obviously must be enough that they can afford to put these systems in, because they're not cheap. They're known as, sometimes they're referred to as PPAs, which are power purchase arrangements. So read the fine print carefully, but they really are free. And then the other option is called outright ownership. And that is, as it suggests, you buy the system, you pay for it, but you do get all the rebates and you save on your electricity. Except for in many cases, that's a better system.
So read all the fine print on anything that you're having done around your house. It'll certainly be worthwhile.